نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. We are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are dealing with the sermon number 87, which talks about the situation of the communities before the coming of Islam. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that فَهِيَ مُتَجَهِّمَةٌ لِأَهْلِهَا عَابِسَةٌ فِي وَجْهِ طَالِبِهَا. That the world at that time was such that those who are worldly, who loved the world, who are indulged in the world, were faced with a world that did not like them, did not want to embrace them. عَابِسَةٌ فِي وَجْهِ طَالِبِهَا. A world that was scowling down on them, that was frowning on their face. That means, however much the people tried to progress materially, but because they wanted to seek material issues, the world, on the other hand, was not fully giving them what they wanted. So, in fact, the material progress was not truly happening. And this is the situation, truly, that Imam Ali alayhi salam says. And if you noticed in the world of today also, this is clear. And I would like to give you a few examples of how this is happening in the present day and age.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that when these communities sought the world, wanted the world on the other hand did not give them the fullest. That is, material progress was not truly being achieved because of them being indulged into various petty material issues. And this is the situation that the world is facing today. The Western civilization, the imperialistic regimes that came up with this imperialistic philosophy and this imperialism and capitalism, we see that it had created a lot of hype in the beginning, this worldly movement. And the worldly movement begins to grow. People thought that there is material progress, there is material happiness, there is material goodness. But when people start to indulge in the world in the negative way, when they start to involve themselves and seek the world in a negative way, On the other hand, the world slowly begins to scowl down on them. And this is a reality, that we see the Western civilization and the imperialistic regimes like a bubble begin to grow. And now you can see that the bubble is about to explode. A bubble at the end of the day is just a bubble. It is not truly water. It's just air. It's empty. It's just a bubble. And that bubble is about to explode. We see that the Western world today, the infrastructures, for example, of America, the infrastructure is getting destroyed. Money is being spent like crazy on wars. Moral depravity, on the other hand. Religious extremism being supported, on the other hand. So we notice that because the world is being sought in a negative manner, the world is not giving you its fullness. And this is what is happening to the Western regimes and the Western governments, that we will see with time these are now achieving their downfall. And this downward spiral cannot be stopped. Why it cannot be stopped? Because the core of these regimes, the core of these governments, the core of these systems is seeking the world for what it is. Seeking the world, not because the world will take you somewhere else, take you to a higher cause. No, for what it is. And just to feed the rich and the powerful and the greedy. And this system is about to collapse. The ants have begun to eat it from within. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying. That فَهِيَ مُتَهَجِّمَةٌ لِأَهْلِهَا عَابِسَةٌ فِي وَجْهِ طَالِبِهَا. That these regimes, these oppressive imperialistic regimes, you want to seek the world, but the world is now frowning on you. It is looking at you with a look of anger, and that face is not ready to accept you.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, this was a reminiscence of what happened in those previous days and now what is happening in this day and age. And we see that in this day and age, that which will help you and help us to have true material progress even would be to uphold the moral teachings of Islam. Of course, this is a very detailed discussion, which will be discussed slowly in other sessions and with other experts. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, "Thamaruha al-fitna," that this world is such that its fruits were nothing but tribulations that were blocking people from achieving their objectives as human beings. You know, oppression and persecution. These were the fruits. Thamaruha al-fitna. The world had become like this. Wherever you would go in this world, in this vast land of cultivated, oppression and tribulations, wherever you would pass, that plant and the tree of tribulation would be there for you. The poisonous, the poisonous plantations were there. Those tribulations and difficulties, not the positive difficulties, but those that would take people away from the path of truth, from the path of guidance. Shaitan was there. The group of the devils was there. They together were seeking to remove the people from the path of truth. A great scholar says that, the devil, he has got many ropes with which he pulls people. Some are thick, some are thin, some are frail. But some, they don't need a rope. They come by themselves. So these devils, they pull people with these ropes. Sometimes you need a big, thick chain, depending on the type of people there are. And this is the way the devilish system works. Gives fitna everywhere for people to turn away from the path of truth. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from these kinds of fitnas and tribulations. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه